We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, quickly to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member, to talk about a lot of stuff going on. Hey, Joe, how you?
Hey, I'm good. How you?
All right, so a City Council committee hearing yesterday talk about the trash crisis and garbage being picked up. The mayor didn't send anybody? No representative? No nothing?
No representative. They said they were meeting with state and federal officials, and they were free to meet later this week or early next week, because we had the contractors there, and I think people are so curious about what's going on, we thought it was important to go forward. I'll also say that I still have a few streets in my district where trash hasn't been picked up, so being able to eyeball people publicly and say Grand Route St. John and North White and other streets, Ponce de Leon, haven't been collected is important to me, and getting to that solution point and hearing out loud what we want to is important as well. So we went forward with it. We got some more answers, a lot more work to be done, and then we'll go back next Wednesday for a joint Public Works Budget Committee meeting. First part of that meeting will be dedicated primarily to the flooding that occurred in certain neighborhoods in New Orleans, New Orleans East, Algiers, Holly Grove, Lakeview, what caused those with sewage and waterborne and DPW. And then the second part will be the update from what we heard yesterday in the meeting about the potential for additional contractors helping out with these sanitation contracts, and then also making sure whether or not there have been any transfer stations or anything else creatively that's been done in the interim.
So with Operation Mardi Gras and all of this stuff, has anything really changed, or was that just like a made-for-media event?
Well, I think a couple of different things. One is I have seen some vegetative debris being picked up already, and it's strange because as I drive around, particularly my neighborhood, for people who didn't put vegetative debris or other hurricane debris in bags, it looks okay. And in fact, some streets look almost pristine at this point. So that's good to see. But at the same time, I'm seeing still a lot of places where people had to pull out their sheetrock or their mattresses or couches, and that hasn't been picked up. And I keep on emphasizing that I feel like not only is that a burden to look at it, to see it sitting out there for so long, but it's a psychological one too, because it reminds you of being flooded. You have to see it every single day. And then at the same time, obviously, what's being done to get the trash back on track and making sure it's being picked up regularly too. So, and I think the administration has said flat out that they thought Operation Mardi Gras, they'd be able to pick up a certain amount on one day, but because it rained, because the equipment didn't arrive, because of the rain, it slowed them down. So the whole thing is, how do we get more people in here? I know, at least for myself, I've been trying to reach out to contacts that I have, and I've provided two different contractors who have the ability to help potentially with waste debris and with household waste, and then another one who, you know, can provide potentially dumpsters. I don't know. You'd have to probably have them every few blocks in order for that to work for people, but at least you're trying, and everybody's trying to find these solutions, because I think the immediate problem needs to be solved. And then what do we do to make sure we don't get back here again?
Well, and I'll just give the mayor my political advice for what it's worth. Hiding is not going to help. You need to face the people. You need to communicate with them. And if you think people are going to forget, that they got garbage in front of their house just because you don't send a representative to the meeting. That's not going to happen. They're going to remember they still got the garbage. We take a break. We come back. We'll talk about Entergy and what's going on in this high-stakes game of poker, I guess is what you can call it. 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:55, 5 till 8, Tommy Tucker. Quickly back to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member, who will also be on with Newell, but they'll have a lot more time to go into things a lot more deeply than we can here. Joe, when you hear this stuff with Entergy about maybe divesting themselves of either going of the power company and letting the city run it, or maybe merging with Entergy NOLA, Entergy Louisiana, rather, the first thing I think of is we can't get the garbage picked up. What would the city running the power look like? Your thoughts on all of this?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think there are natural questions to ask, whether anybody wants to say it out loud. Look, we get whipsawed on this issue all the time. Take sewage and water board, for example. What is the first thing everybody says to us about sewage and water board? Well, if you privatized it, it would be a lot better run. Well, there's issues with that,
right? Did they say it like that, Joe?
They say it like that all the time. That's exactly the way I get asked the question, in that sense. And so look what's happening right now with the trash. I mean, again, that is essentially a private function.
That's right.
And they're having labor difficulties right now, which are leading to the problems. And so there, from my perspective, there is no easy solution to what a governance model looks like that's for a public utility that helps everybody. I also think, and I said this in the paper yesterday, that I think, there's levels of frustration, and I can't speak for my colleagues. I can only speak for myself, that I think in this instance, Entergy has said they've done a marvelous job of getting the power back up. It was up in a few days. But at the same time, their communication with us as their regulator was not really great. We had one phone call that was the Tuesday right after the storm with all the council members. And then I think I spoke with their executives maybe two or three times since the end of the storm. And my whole point to them has been, the more that you explain the decisions and what happened publicly, the more people have information. And I frankly feel like, again, my first hat is as a lawyer more than anything else. You can't make decisions about what happened, what failed, what didn't fail, what withstood the hurricane well, potentially, until you have all the evidence. And I've, at this point, I've virtually seen none of it. So I have media accounts of a potential tower failing because it was rusted and hasn't been checked out, and then a company saying, well, we did a great job and there's nothing we could do better. Well, is it a little bit of both? Is it one more than the other? I don't know until I get that information. And I think, Entergy taking a public position of frustration is one that maybe they're hoping tones down some of the rhetoric the whole way around and, focuses on decision-making and sound policy in the future.
It had to be economically advantageous for Entergy Louisiana to spin off Entergy New Orleans or make it a separate entity, even though they all report to the same company, right? In terms of liability, they're separate, but in terms of assets, they're together?
Well, I think there's asset sharing agreements, and that's one of the big things it's important, is that we don't have all the transmission lines, as I understand it, running through the city of New Orleans, so there's agreements with Entergy Louisiana to have sharing of those assets for Entergy New Orleans. Now, at the same time, one of the things I feel like we've heard is that the substation, the power plant rather, NOPS, was used for other parishes to help them get back online. Well, if that's true, how are other parishes benefiting from that, both in terms of the construction and in their use, and how will New Orleanians benefit if, for example, we supply power to St. Bernard or Jefferson or other parishes inside the ELL Coon.
And who should be paying for that as well? Thank you, Joe. I know you're going to be on with Newell later. I'll be listening because y'all can go into this in more detail. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Take care.
You bet. Of course, the other thing is Entergy is not coming into this with clean hands, right? That's a function of, what is it, a basic point of law? If you come seeking equity, your hands have to be clean.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.